Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Welcome back to Learning by Ear and our new 10-part radio drama series, An Angel in Everyone, which looks at teenagers and high-risk behavior that makes them vulnerable to HIV and AIDS and sexually transmitted infections or STIs. Angela is pregnant and has moved in with Pinto, the father. He is in denial about his poor health. Will Angela be able to persuade him to go for voluntary testing and counseling? And is Jet finally going to give up on herbal medicines that have so far failed to cure his painful condition? Find out as we listen to episode 8 of An Angel in Everyone.
I'm okay, Angela. Stop fuzzing.
But you're supposed to have a cough checked if you've been coughing for 2 weeks or more, which you have. Here, have this warm tea. I'm going to Central Clinic tomorrow. I've been referred to the antenatal section.
Well, you are pregnant. I'm not, just in case you think I'm going with you.
Pinto, I think we have to talk. Listen carefully now. The night we had sex, did you realize I was a virgin?
No, I don't remember feeling anything.
Well, I was. You were my very first. That's why it was so special for me. But, this is hard, but I'm going to say it. Every pregnant woman who goes to the clinic is asked if she would take an HIV test.
Why?
Because if the woman is HIV positive, the doctor can offer her certain choices for a safe delivery. I signed the consent form and had an HIV test at Matula Clinic.
You've had the test, and?
Pinto, I am HIV positive.
Oh my God! Have you infected me then? Is that what this cough is all about?
Oh, Pinto, why are you being so obstinate? Think, how could I infect you if I was a virgin? HIV is transmitted either through receiving contaminated blood, like during a blood transfusion, which I've never had, or through sharing needles, injecting drugs, which I've never done. You are HIV positive, Pinto. You infected me, and who knows, maybe the baby.
You just want to blame me? You can't admit you slept with someone else, so you're pinning this on me.
That's not true. You are my first and only. I'm just telling you, not blaming you. The AIDS helpline...
The AIDS helpline? Oh my God! Who else have you been talking to?
I need to know, Pinto. There's such a silence around all this. Nobody knows I'm HIV positive. Not my mother, not Uncle Billy, only my closest friends. But they couldn't tell me what this virus will do to me. So the AIDS helpline explained. But the counselor also told me not to play the blame game. He said it's a waste of my energy. I blame you for infecting me. Then you blame the woman who infected you. It's like asking, which came first, the chicken or the egg? None of us use condoms. That is the point.
Oh, no. What are we going to do? What am I going to do?
Pinto, you need to know your HIV status. You can go for free counseling and testing. It's called VCT. You need to know your CD4 count or your T-cell count.
What is that?
Look. It's all here in this pamphlet. Your TC cell count, also known as a CD4 count, reveals the number of T cells in your body. A T cell is a special kind of white blood cell, and the more you have, the stronger your immune system is. So you see, they test your blood to see how many white cells you have and check you again to make sure. Then they know whether to put you on antiretrovirals or not. That's why it's so important to know your status.
But you just told me my status. So I know I'm HIV positive, which means I'm going to die. I don't need a stupid test to tell me what I already know.
Muzay, the itching and burning are still there. The herbal potion has cleaned me out all right. I've had the runs for a week and I can't take any more. I'm exhausted.
Your ancestors are angry with you. Jet, you must ask their forgiveness and rub this pest on your rash.
I will ask for forgiveness, but I can't put this stuff on anymore. It burns. I can't go to work because I keep running to the toilet.
I have one last option. To write you a referral letter for the Matula Clinic.
Not Matula, Mzee. Please, send him to the Central Clinic. It's
far away and you don't want anyone to recognize you. I know. I've had it all before. This letter costs 500 shillings. Cash. Can you pay?
Yes. It's the last of my last month's wages.
The Department of Health officer has been trying for months to get us to cooperate. So we refer patients with coughs and sores and symptoms like yours to government clinics. This way, we are all happy.
Angela, I'm next in line at the dispensary. Where are you?
I'm about to be called. I should be out in 10 minutes.
Okay then, I'll come see you when I'm done. Hey, I think I see Jet.
Jet?
Yeah, listen, I'll get back to you in just a minute, okay? Bye.
Angela Celebi?
Yes?
Come this way, please. It's important, Angela, that you understand what choices you have. There is a new Department of Health ruling giving this clinic the green light to offer HIV-positive mothers AZT. Don't worry about the name, though. It's a drug that works very well in the weeks leading up to the birth. In your case, about 10 weeks. So we can start now.
Nurse, I need to know, do I have to pay for all this?
Well, no, this is a government clinic and the antiretroviral rollout campaign means you get them for free. But you're so lucky because you live close by. Many women in rural areas don't have access to any of this. They don't even get to hear about it.
I saw the lines of people at Matula Clinic. They wait for a day and then they're turned away empty-handed.
Yet what we can do is radically reduce the risk of HIV transmission to your baby by giving you both this anti-HIV drug.
How will you do that?
Well, during delivery, you'll be given a single dose of nevirapine and the baby will get one too soon after birth. You and your baby will then continue taking the other antiretroviral AZT for 7 days after the birth. He will then be tested for HIV at 6 weeks and again at 18 months.
And could he be born negative when I'm positive?
Yes. We are looking at getting the transmission rates to below 5%.
And if I want to breastfeed?
Then you must be careful and only breastfeed for 6 months and not to mix any food, formula milk, even water into the baby's system because that could introduce tiny scratches into the tender lining of the baby's stomach and then the virus could be transmitted from your milk into the baby's blood.
Then I'll exclusively breastfeed.
And have you thought about natural birth or cesarean?
Why is a cesarean less risky for the baby?
Because a cesarean means lifting the baby out instead of you pushing and perhaps bleeding internally and scratching the baby in the pushing. The virus could be transmitted to the baby through blood in a natural childbirth, okay?
You explain everything so well, nurse.
Good. Now, next question. Are you having sex with your partner? I asked because you told me he must be HIV positive. And in that case, you must insist on a condom or abstain. And come regularly every 6 months for testing.
But Pinto refuses to come at all. He's afraid he'll die. What can I tell him?
Tell him he can live with the virus. It's the fear that kills.
An Angel in Everyone was written by Romy Singh. And that's all from Learning by Ear for today. Annie has spotted Jet at the clinic. How will she go about him? And Jamila fights off her uncle with her teeth. Join us for episode 9. Remember, if you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, please visit our website at www.dw-world.de/LBE.